Ted Kennedy. President Bush vetoed the tax relief and urban aid bill. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, President Bush's veto of the tax bill was another in a long line of administration's economic blunders. Aid to the cities and new incentives for savings will be delayed even longer. Typical of this administration, Al, do nothing until the bitter end. Congress delayed sending the bill to the president so he could reconsider his veto threat and sign it after the election. He waited and vetoed it anyway. The president's anti-tax rationale doesn't wash. For every tax increase, the bill had an offsetting tax cut. What gives, Al? President Bush signed the big energy bill in spite of similar offsetting taxes. President Bush's veto leaves the economy stalled. It may be Thanksgiving, Al, but that bill was no turkey.
If it gobbles like a Democrat, then it must be a turkey. Time to face facts, Ted. All summer and fall, House and Senate Democrats were all inflamed with almost pathological obsession to hang George Bush out to dry. The Democrat Congress squandered what was the last best opportunity in years to address the key problem of poverty, and you blew it. You Democrats have only yourselves to blame for the death of the tax bill, and frankly, Ted, it was a fitting end for the 102nd Congress. Your Democrat leadership killed off the needed enterprise zones with great heaps of new spending and more taxes. If you really believe that this bill was revenue neutral, then it's sure time for you to start using your fingers and toes and try adding it all up again. Ted, the overplayed election year game of pin the tail on George Bush did nothing more than to illustrate the real phony agenda of the silly and immature Democrats in Congress.
This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on how outdated liberal programs like Davis-Bacon continue to fuel the national debt. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.